A call for funding is going out to maintain programs for people living with intellectual disabilities. The Number 5 to Survive campaign was started to draw attention to the lack of operational funding for organizations like Community Living in Ontario and the need for programs that are there to help individuals with intellectual disabilities and their families. The campaign is asking for a 5% core funding increase. In our sector, we have not had any significant base budget raise in 30 years, said Community Living Timmins Executive Director Joanne Rondeau. Hydro's going up. Gas is going up, insurance is going up, staff health benefits are going up, government expenses are going up, and food and our budgets are staying the same. Community Living offers support services to over 200 individuals with intellectual disabilities and their families in the Timmins area. It has operated for nearly 65 years. Their estimated operating budget for this year is $5.6 million. They employ over 100 full-time, part-time and casual employees, and operate 6 group homes on top of the other services they offer. The best-case scenario would be that we get the one-time, 5% increase in our budget, but then to surpass that a little, would be to have some type of strategy planned out with the province so that every year we'd get a little bit of increase to our base budget, she said. If we get the 5%, it's great, but probably 2 years down the road, we're going to be in the same spot. The agency supports include day programs providing recreation activities, life skills training and community involvement, the passport programs that allow participants to explore areas they're interested in, and employment services. Rondeau said those programs are at risk as funding for the organization's work isn't matching inflation or growing costs. The reality is, that if we don't get any raise to our base budget, we will have to cut a full program, said Rondeau. These life skills that people participate in and learn and the community inclusion and activities, it's also great for people's mental health, so if they have this and all of a sudden, the programs don't exist, unfortunately it's going to affect their mental health greatly. Funding for community living comes through the Ministry of Children, Community and Social Services, MCCSS. A ministry spokesperson told Timmins Today in an email that they are focused on providing the best resources and programs to those with intellectual disabilities and their families. Agencies and their staff are important partners in achieving our shared vision of choice and inclusion, and the ministry is working with them to identify and manage service pressures, said the spokesperson. We share a common vision with people with developmental disabilities, families, and our sector. A vision where people with developmental disabilities are better supported to fully belong in their communities. The ministry is investing $3.4 billion in development services in 2023-24. A petition has already reached the goal of 10,000 signatures, but the campaign continues to raise awareness of the funding needs community living faces across the province. We're going to keep pushing, said Rondeau. Rondeau said a meeting with Timmins MPP George Peary in December went well and she said he was very understanding about what their concerns are. We've cut some much in the past. We've cut management positions, we've cut lead hand positions, we've never touched programs, said Rondeau. We've got to the point where we can't cut anymore. The petition for the Number 5 to Survive campaign is online on the Community Living Ontario website.